You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Acme Packing Company podcast feed. This is Tex Western here with Tyler Brook on Saturday at the Combine. Tyler, how are we doing?
Good. It's a ghost town in here.
It is. It is a ghost town. We are recording in the far corner of the media workroom with basically nobody within like four or five rows of seats of us. Things really clear out by Saturday, man. And
I think everyone is just hurting.
Yeah.
Before they get home.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Interesting schedule this year. They went with the defensive guys first up, and so today ended up being offensive linemen and running backs in the media room. And
probably some of the best personalities we talked to all week.
Running backs are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. They really are. Bijan Robinson, number one
total
back
pro
on the board, just exudes NFL superstar.
Yeah.
The personality, the smile, the attitude and everything. He's got the whole package, and he's going to make some team, I think, very, very happy, both on and off the field.
Yeah. We got to talk about – no, we want to go O-line first, or we could talk about our guy.
Let's hit the offensive line real quick. The guy who jumped out to me was Peter Skoronski from Northwestern, grandson of Packers left tackle Bob Skoronski, the left tackle during the Lombardi years, and spent a little time talking about that. And how close he was with his grandfather and growing up a Packers fan in Chicago. So certainly, you know, Packers fans would love to have a guy like that with that type of a connection to the team, to the franchise.
What was the story about the ice cream?
It was great. Yeah, he was asked up for a good Lombardi story that he got from his grandpa, and he said that that Bob was taking the family, his kids and his wife, out for ice cream one day near Green Bay. And I guess he was having a little bit of like weight issues, and Lombardi was trying to get him to keep his weight down. And so when Lombardi walked in and saw Bob and the family there, Bob just like took his ice cream cone and just like hid it behind his back so that Vince could see that he had one in his hand. It was great.
We talked a little bit before we started recording, but like offensive line doesn't feel like a huge need for his team, right? But Skoronski is a guy with those Packers ties, with his versatility. He's probably going to be kicked into guard, but he could play tackle.
Yep.
That just, how does that not scream Packers prospect, especially if he tests well in those agility drills?
Yeah, I think that is a viable possibility at 15. That he could be there, and he could be the kind of guy that they go for if they just truly want to go best player available at that point.
The only other alignment I'd think of, we didn't get a chance to talk to him just because it was a delay and guys showing up, but it was Broderick Jones out of Georgia. It's a similar thing, right? You know, not the lengthiest tackle prospect, but super strong, can't be kicked inside a guard, can't play tackle. We've talked all about it. Packers love versatility on the offensive line.
Yep.
We're not sure who's going to be there at 15. So those are probably the two guys I would keep an eye on if they take a lineman. But I'm glad you got to talk to Skoronski.
Yeah.
Seems like a super interesting guy. And those ties would be those ties to Green Bay make it more viable.
Yeah, definitely. And he's clearly a student of the game. You know, real intelligent guy. Not a surprise coming out of Northwestern and, you know, and having a great player in the family going back. So, so he's my one kind of standout guy from the O-line group today.
The only other guy I thought was interesting was Darnell Wright. No polish to him, but in a good way. Like, he seemed super open, super friendly. I think he pulled his phone out at one point just to list all the teams that visited so people would stop asking. Which,
nice. That's a great move, honestly, for players at this point, is just get that out of the way and then – you know,
they're
and then you can,
ask, man.
And then you can, yeah, then you can say if somebody else comes up later, you can say, well, nope, sorry, I already answered that question.
Yep.
So, running backs,
Tajay Spears.
Tajay Spears, Tulane. This guy is one of the best personalities we've had here all week, bar none.
We talked about it a little after his interview. Like, the guy that stood out last year was Damian Pierce, and he went on to be a borderline rookie of the year candidate. Tyjae Spears gives me that exact same vibe. Completely mm-hmm. different players on the field,
yeah.
but just personalities that are so authentically them, and it's just gregarious. Had everyone laughing. You got to tell the story about the favorite food since he's a New Orleans
yeah, guy. Yeah, I always like to ask guys like to try to loosen them up a little bit. Like, what's your favorite food? What kind of comfort food do you have? And he's a Louisiana guy, so I said, all right, you got tons of good like Cajun food and stuff down in Louisiana. What's your favorite food? He's just like, 30-piece chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
No hesitation at all.
He's just like, yeah, I'm a football guy. I don't get out much, so I don't get fancy. 30-piece chicken nuggets.
So good. Yeah. I asked him about USC championship or bowl game, put him on the map, and like he was trying to talk, credit his O-line, try to be humble and all this stuff. And what did he say at the end? He's just like, all right, but honestly, like, I knew I was going to win MVP.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah, just awesome guy. He's kind of in that Aaron Jones size mold, yep. right? Physical
almost
comp.
Exactly. It's freaky.
Yeah. And somebody asked him for some NFL comparisons, and being a Louisiana guy, he's a big Alvin Kamara fan, so he mentioned Kamara, but then Jones was the other player that he mentioned as as a similar guy, similar size, kind of similar style. And he's got that cutback ability and some burst.
He's beautiful player to watch. If the Packers needed a true running back, I would have wanted Spears, but that brings me the other guy I thought that really stood out.
Yeah.
And you could make an argument as a potential Packer day three option is just a weapon, but Deuce Vaughn, the smallest man we talked to.
He is a tiny, tiny little man, and being from Kansas State, the Darren Sproles comparisons are gonna fly. But
he even admitted to
He acknowledged it, and he doesn't shy away from it. Sproles is probably a little thicker, little beefier. But still, tiny little bowling ball. And
admitted he's a short king.
Yeah. Said he didn't mind that label either. But he's another guy, just, very, very fun personality. Doesn't take himself too seriously, real relaxed, and just up there smiling for quite a bit and having a good time with it.
He has such a unique skill set for the Packers, which is why I think he'd be interested as that third back, because he's an incredible wide receiver. You'd be surprised at his ability to block for how small he is. So it's just that gadget guy. We talked about it. Like, imagine this kid in the Amari Rodgers, Tyler Irvin role.
Yes. Yep.
Because not only will he be able to do it, he'll be extremely effective. He can play special teams as a return man. It checks a lot of boxes of things they need, especially if they can't bring Nixon back.
Yeah.
And I feel like they've always been trying to actively find that third running back to get a little bit of touches.
Mm-hmm.
Kylan Hill obviously didn't pan out. This is a completely different play style than Dylan and Jones, and I think having three completely different running backs would be really fun for the offense.
It would, and I think you mentioned the Tyler Irvin role, and I think that's probably where they could really use him in a lot of different ways. I'm looking forward to seeing him test tomorrow, see what he does.
Yeah.
But I think he's gonna fly.
I'm fascinated by the agility scores, because the way he just moves his feet, I think he'd be really good.
Yep. But I mean, he even said at Kansas State, like, they split him out as the number one wide receiver on the boundary sometimes, putting him in the slot.
His route running is phenomenal for running back. He puts people on skates consistently.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. I would not rule him out. We were talking about, where is he going to go? I mean, he's so interesting from an athleticism standpoint, but that size is going to make him a day three pick.
Yeah.
And so at that point, if you're looking for a guy who can give you, 5 or 10 interesting snaps, give you some wrinkles, certainly, think he'll be a better physical fit for that role than – like Amari Rodgers was, for example.
I'm pulling from wherever he goes, because if you just turn on the tape, man, it's probably the most fun player you'll watch.
Yeah. The other guy I wanted to mention on the running back class was Illinois' Chase Brown, who's the twin brother of Sidney Brown.
I ran into last night, and I said, hey, what's up, Sidney? Wait, you might be Chase. I honestly don't know. And he thought that was hilarious, but he was super nice.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Chase said that the two of them have some friendly wagers on who's going to run better. Yeah. And it's gonna be a tough ask for Chase to match what Sidney did yesterday.
Oh my gosh,
unreal. Sidney was unbelievable in all the drills. So Chase, a real productive back. The two guys are from Ontario, and during COVID, their mom wasn't able to come down and actually see any of their games during 2020 or most of the 2021 season. And so she actually came down and surprised them in the tunnel or in kind of the walkway walking out to the stadium.
That's awesome.
And I guess she kind of like hid it from them, and Brett Bielema, the head coach, kind of hid from them that she was coming. So it was like a real big surprise for them that, you know, it was the first time that she was able to actually see them play in Illinois since they were freshmen, and that they both hadn't seen her in like several months at that point.
That's a really cool story.
Because of just the border restrictions with COVID and everything. Yeah. So that was really cool. And he's a little more on the soft spoken side than some of these other guys.
Compared to his brother too.
Yes.
His brother was super high energy.
Yep. But yeah, definitely different personalities. Mm-hmm. But you know, certainly still a confident guy, an intelligent guy. Yeah, I think the NFL team is going to get a pretty good one with him as well.
Well, so. That's a wrap on Combine, man. It's back to draft talks, back to Aaron Rodgers watch, although that never went away.
No, but I think we're going to have an answer soon.
Yep.
I think this next week it could be coming. So we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. I'm sure Justice will be writing up any other ridiculous media appearances that he makes so that we all can avoid having to listen to it.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for Justice for doing that, because it saves all of us the headache of...
He's a true hero. That.
He's... Somebody's got to take the bullet, and I'm glad it's him. So thanks for that one, Justin. Yeah. But all right, any other parting thoughts from Indy?
I'm so tired, dude. I remember I think we did the same thing last year in this corner, and I remember talking about how tired I was. This was yours a different level.
At least your feet aren't hurting as much as last year. You wore better shoes this time around.
Yeah, that was. I think I learned. You know, it's like I went back, watched the film,
yep.
and got ready for it. And I think we came away with a much more effective and productive week.
Yep, I think so too. So, all right, that's going to do it for us. Tex and Tyler signing off. Thanks for listening, and keep it at Acme Packing Company for the next couple weeks, and then we'll get through to you and Justice getting on with draft talks.
Tight end week, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, everybody, thanks a lot. Go Pack, go.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.